The Blake Show. Real. Funny. Mornings on Coast 93.1.
And afternoons. Could you imagine if every day it was us in the morning and us in the afternoon?
Oh, God.
That would be a lot of us.
That's just too much of us.
So, I got back late, and there wasn't... It just made sense for us to flip-flop shifts. So Deej worked this morning, and we're here in the afternoon. So if you normally listen to another radio show in the morning, here's what you're missing. Okay?
Yeah!
Good afternoon! Good afternoon. This is weird. Like normally, I went to go turn the news on, because we're used to having the news on to see if there's any big breaking news, or, you know, see when Todd's done with his weather so he can come into the radio thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's the Kelly Clarkson show, Ellen, soap operas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much all the options. There's not a lot of news on right now.
Yeah, this is when I used to watch, like, One Life to Live or Oprah.
Right.
Yep. But not anymore.
It's very bright out.
This is so weird.
It's very bright.
Can we pull the shades down?
Yeah. Well, and I feel like it's the afternoon and people need a little more energy. I feel like in the morning we're kind of chill and we don't want to startle you.
Yeah.
You know? And yet we hired Kelly.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey. But in the afternoon, I feel like we could bring a little more energy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
So, yeah.
I also don't want to have too much energy because I have to go to bed in like an hour.
No, that's right. Normally, Kelly would be crawling into bed in like 2 hours.
Yeah. I even thought twice about getting like a drink with caffeine because I was like, I have to go to bed soon.
Oh, but you don't want, yeah.
But I also want to be fun.
Right.
But I'm scared I'm not fun in the afternoon. So I think we're going to find out.
Kelly asked if she could do the show from her bed.
I mean, I just think... It's a little bit more, it's reality. It's total reality.
Yes, but there's a certain, it kind of reminds me of like the grandparents and Willy Wonka, you know, how they're all just kind of there.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they get up and they dance, but even that's a little draining for them. And then they have to go back to their bed. Like they live their entire lives in their bed.
Oh, if I could live my entire life in my bed, it would be a dream.
Yeah, but do you see how sad it looks in the movie is my point.
Yeah. But
you know,
yes. Yeah, I know.
So we are here, and I got back from it was a cheer competition, and it was first time traveling. So weird.
Yeah.
On the planes, you know. But I will say that everyone wore their masks. I didn't encounter any Karens
that were good.
Like, I'm not going to wear the mask, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I felt safe the entire time. I did get a COVID test just to make sure, you mm-hmm. know, follow the guidelines and everything. But it was weird being on the plane. I mean, and you're traveling at next month.
Yeah.
And Todd's traveling, I think, next week. And I will say, public service announcement, no booze on the plane.
No, really?
So, yeah. And not only did they not serve it, we also tried ringing the thing. I've never rung the hey, come over here button.
Yeah.
What is that called? The call button?
The call button.
And I ran that call button, and Tim and I were like, ooh, that works. We didn't know it actually works.
Oh, my God.
And she came over. And she goes, yes, can I help you? And we were like, can we, I know you're not doing the cart, right? And she's like, no. And I said, can we purchase some that you can just bring to us?
Right.
And she said, no. And we were like, oh, really? She goes, yeah, I know. Believe me, I am bored out of my mind.
I
want to do is serve people some drinks.
Because then they just sit there, right?
They don't even have them on the plane. Yeah, because they just sit there the whole time, and they do more trash collection because people will bring snacks in and stuff. But even then, you know, you're encouraged to keep the mask on as much as possible, even between bites, you know. Mm-hmm. And I will, and again, people followed it. Like, I was really proud of us, you know?
Yeah, yep.
But they said you can't even buy something. Like, they don't even have, like, nips or anything for sale in the airports. I didn't see any booze in the airports.
You're lying!
Swear to God. I know this makes it sound like we have a problem, but... But yeah, so they said,
no, I think this is our problem that we can't find any.
Yeah, so get ready to fly without having a drink. I mean, like, that's one of the things where, you know, it's 8 a.m, you're going on a flight, whatever. Not everyone has a Bloody Mary, but it's like socially acceptable. You know, you're on a plane, you're going to treat yourself. You know, you're on vacation or whatever. But nope.
Man,
so that's
it's
your
the
warning.
Only way I can get through a flight is knowing I can get a drink on the flight and I'll calm down.
That does sound like a problem.
Oh, I am going to be a mess.
Yeah.
I am going to be a mess.
Yeah, so you're going to have to sneak something, but then you got to follow the 3-ounce rule, you know, whatever it is. And I don't know. I don't know if they will, you know, if they see you bring a nip on the plane, if they will say, I don't know. Someone said that's not allowed.
I'm calling ahead.
Yeah, I would.
I'm calling ahead.
I would call ahead.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yep. Very exciting. Wyatt's here.
Wyatt.
Why? Because of a childcare, you know, issue that doing the show in the afternoon presents, and now it's like everyone understands.
Yeah.
Work from home or, you know, childcare issues are like some of the biggest issues of 2020, 2021. So Wyatt's here, and he's okay. I got nervous just now. I looked over and I saw a can, and it was a skinny can, and I was like, Kelly, you didn't bring him his own, did you?
I didn't bring it truly.
What is that, Wyatt?
You can talk.
It's sparkling water.
Okay, just checking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It's my uncle's, since he worked at a place where you make water, this company was actually his company's enemy.
Oh my God!
Say,
we love.
So
we
don't say that.
See,
that's
this is. Wow, I love it. I love it. So Kelly, hold on, I gotta fill people in because that's amazing.
Why?
That's amazing. He's a little truth sayer. I love it.
We
may have to kick mom out and have a little chat with Wyatt at some point. No, this is a company that makes sparkling water that is a competitor to Poland Spring, which Kelly's family is affiliated with because they've worked. Your brother, right?
Yes.
Is like an executive or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Wyatt brought the enemy's water in. Wow.
Wow. Thanks, Wyatt.
Yes.
Well, here we go. Well, your uncle may be upset to know that you're buying from the competition.
He's not that mad about it.
He's not that mad?
Okay. All right. Let's turn his mic off.
This is going to get back to both.
This is not a good idea.
This could be quite an afternoon. No.